Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you hung out with me because Sam Norwood is in the building, so to speak. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, senior partner with Tatum LLC, and he's the guy. Sam is a guy who the Tatum LLC folks have got hundreds, 700-800 partners all across the country who are helping to run businesses, not that much unlike, if at all unlike, yours and mine. Small, medium-sized businesses that are out there working every day, buying and selling and doing business, and these are chief financial officers, chief information officers. These are people who are making the significant decisions in those companies, and they see what's going on in their world and what they believe is happening in the near future, and they report that information to Sam. And he compiles it into a handy-dandy report, an outstanding survey, the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, every month. And we're very thankful and very grateful that Sam brings this report to us once a month to give us a little bit of a heads-up on how these smart guys are thinking. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be back. And the report is handy-dandy, although it's not as uplifting as we'd like for it to be this month.
I don't see any green. There's no green at all. Thank God.
To find.
Thank God. There's a little bit. There's a couple of sideways errors, but everything's pointing to my shoes, Sam.
Well, we had, you know, if you go back about 2 or 3 months, we saw glimmers of the possibility that we would be maybe starting an uptick out of what's been a slowing economy for a year. And then what happened? Oil went up from what 120 to 145 in the month of June, and it's come back down to under 120. We're so happy to see that, but it hadn't come down that fast at the pump yet. And so we're hoping that that'll help some in with the outlook. But it's a little grim out there right now.
June and July have been tough months. And
they've been tough months,
No question about it on many levels. And with the oil prices, and you know, it's one of those things, Sam. If you buy groceries once a week or once every 2 weeks, you won't have the high price of beans in your face every day. But even if you don't buy, even if you just buy gas once a week, every time you go somewhere, you're faced. The signs are on the street showing you how high gas is. I mean, even when you're not buying it, you get that shoved in your face, and it's demoralizing, isn't it?
Well, it is demoralizing, and hopefully that will be looking better in the next few weeks. I don't know about you, but for my cars, I'm running practically on empty right now, hoping that next time I have to fill up, I'll get a better price.
Exactly. You know, it's kind of. There's something demented and wrong, Sam, about you and me being nostalgic for $3 a gallon gas.
Well, we hope that that'll turn around. And the other interesting thing that's going on right now is a little bit, you know, like where gasoline price of energy is so in the headlines and so in every time we're driving down the street, we see the signs and everything. Something that's a lot more subtle, but concerning our respondents has to do with the availability of credit, and what's happening is that the credit regulators, the bank regulators, have looked at the portfolios of loans that are still in the bank's portfolio, and are saying, "Ooh, we need to collect this one. Don't do that one." And they're actually forcing the banks to reduce their more risky loans, and the standards are going up on new loans, so that it's much more difficult now for a business other than the most creditworthy to find money, and that's of some concern.
Are you seeing, are any of your people reporting that any of their loans have been called, even though they're current?
I have not had a report of that. I've talked to some bankers, and the bankers are telling us what the regulators are doing to them, and they're actually saying, well, we've had to call these loans, and we've had to go to our customers and say, sorry, but our terms are changing. And it's probably long term a good thing, because we, you know, in the early 2000s, the all lenders were too liquid and got made loans that probably weren't right to make. But we've got to squeeze out of this. And as you've probably read, a lot of there are seven or eight banks that have folded in the last few weeks, and that's because of that residual of bad loans.
Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The Small Business Advocate, Sam Norwood, is our guest. We'll be right back.
When you're down and troubled,
little sweet baby James, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. James Taylor. When you're down and troubled and you need a hand, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm your friend, whether you know it or not, because you're my hero. I'm so proud of what you do every day, all day long, every week, all year, every year, over and over again. You come back and you fight the good fight in the marketplace. You make something happen from nothing. You do things that people said couldn't be done. And you are an entrepreneur. You are a small business owner. And you've got that spirit. And you know why you have that? Because you believe in yourself. And that's the difference between you, small business owners, on Main Street and Wall Street. You believe in yourself. Wall Street doesn't believe in anything. And you are the reason why this country is great, not Wall Street. That's why you are my heroes. And somebody I think probably agrees with me is our good friend Sam Norwood, senior partner with Tatum LLC. And Sam, we're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. And one of the things that I want to come back to this credit issue. Mm-hmm. I know that your arrows are pointing down on credit availability and pricing. For a long time, the banks I talked to told me that the small banks especially that do a lot of small business loans, mm-hmm. told me that they really weren't experiencing, they weren't having any trouble. Of course, you can't get a loan these days on an idea. You gotta have your cornflakes together to get a loan more than you did maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But I know that the regulators are bearing down on all these folks. And Sam, there have been times in the last 15 years, there have been at least one time, maybe twice that I remember, when some parts of the country, you could be performing on your loan and the regulators would come in and say, yeah, he's performing now, but we think, we believe based on what we see that in a year, this is going to be trouble. You need to call this loan. And they would literally, the bank would call the loan.
Yeah, that's I believe is going on right now, although I don't know of an instance among our partners who've reported that. But I think the regulators are scared when they look at the possibility of a prolonged slow period and companies that are not generating the kind of coverage that they'd like to see. And so they're concerned about banks running into troubles, and they're trying to deal with that ahead of the curve.
Well, now here, the reason I'm dwelling on that a little bit, folks, is because not to frighten you, but to give you a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
That to do everything you can, don't make that no payment be even 30 seconds late. Make sure if it's at all possible. Pay that note. Make that payment. Get that renewal. If you've got a term note that's due in 6 months or 90 days or whatever, don't be late with it. Pay it early. Renew it. You know, come in early to renew it. Bring as much information as you can. Give your banker no reason at all to not want to come, to not want to renew that loan or to call that loan. Now is a good time to make. In fact, Sam, I tell my audience all the time, you gotta make sure that your banker knows everything that you know.
Well, I was going to say, you know, it's important to communication matters.
Yep.
If I'm running late to an appointment, I try to call on my cell phone to tell someone, well, I'm running 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late. And we all know how good that makes the person feel that at least if we can't avoid being late, if we, in fact, are being late, that we're communicating about it. And the worst thing to do is to bury the head in the sand and think that things will get better or whatever, or hide from the banker or hide from your financing sources. But the best thing is to face up to it and have a plan, be able to communicate, here's my situation, here's what I'm doing about it, here's what I need. Sometimes we just can't help it, but as you say, don't give them a reason to call the loan, but give them plenty of reason to know that you are on top of your situation.
If I've said this a thousand times to you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say it again. An uninformed banker is a scared banker, and nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker.
That's a good way to think about it.
And I'll tell you something else, folks. If you have a problem, there will be a phone call will be made. Now the question is, are you going to make the phone call to the bank yourself and say, hey, I got a problem, I need your help with it, or are you going to wait for the banker to call you? But either way, a phone call will be made, and when the phone call, if the banker makes the phone call, then you're a dead duck.
Yeah. The banker doesn't want to make that phone call any more than you want to make that phone call to the banker, but you're far better off to be the initiator saying, I know you need to be informed. Just the phone call itself is saying that. Well, you don't even need to say it. It's just like, here's what our deal is.
One thing to point out about your survey, and I want to remind people that we mentioned this earlier, Sam's survey is the current 30 days, or the back 30 days, and the 60 days forward. This is not a long-term looking report. So you're not looking into 09. You're looking at basically the environment around us, aren't you, Sam?
Exactly. Our whole point, I mean, there are plenty of economists around who are given the prognostications and up and down and in the middle. But what we do is we're business people out there working with your heroes and our heroes to make a business run. And we're all over the country and in virtually every industry, and it makes it, we go back to the same people so that our survey reflects what's going on right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Stand by, quick break, right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Del Shannon to take us out.
And as I still walk on, I think of things we've done together while our hearts were young. Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Welcome back. It's 7 till.
Every time you hold
That's
me,
not Elvis. That's Terry Stafford. Sounds like Elvis, though, doesn't it? Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame. 7 till the hour. And we're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is with Tatum LLC. Sam, tell us about Tatum.
Tatum was started about 12 years ago, and we're an outsourced provider of high-level talent in the financial area and information technology area, and principally, and we do it on a project basis, or we go in and fulfill the role of CFO or controller in small and medium businesses primarily, and large businesses on a specialized basis as well. And so it's like an outsource. You have them when you need them. You have the talent when you want it. And for projects, we come in and do the project, integrate with the management, and then when the project is finished, we move on.
Vice presidents, you can rent.
Yeah. Rent a CFO, and you know, when a small business gets to the point of needing to raise capital, it's really hard to do that without having a CFO. But you may not be able to afford it full-time. We do it part-time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a way of growing into you get the brain power without having to adopt the person full time until you're ready. And then, of course,
exactly.
And then, but you guys also, when people get to the point where they're ready, you guys help them move into that slot too, don't you?
We do, and our people will go in on a permanent basis, or we will help the business find an individual that they would hire full time as well. That's we're there just to help them in the financial area with the talent that they need at the high level. We don't do accountants or clerical, but we do the officer level and we have the clients around the country who really enjoy this service and have. We could do tag teams. Sometimes needs change over the years.
Right.
One guy will come out and another one will go in.
Let's talk about order backlogs in your report. This is very concerning to me. You know, everybody doesn't need credit every day, but people need to be selling stuff every day. And when your order backlog errors are not green and at least part of it's pointing down, Sam, this is concerning to me.
Well, it's the most tangible thing that some businesses, of course, not all businesses, have order backlogs. Retailers don't and so on. But for those that do, it's the most tangible evidence of what the near-term future is going to be in terms of shipments. And so in the past 30 days, the order backlogs declined in a major way from our participating companies. And looking out 60 days, they're more or less flat. But in looking out, We have an increase in those who are seeing lower backlogs, but we also have an increase in those that are seeing higher backlogs. So what that tells us is that it's not uniform. The situation in the economy is not uniform, and each company needs to be looking around and looking at their backlog and seeing what they have and then acting on that. For example, technology companies are doing relatively well. And as we know from all the headlines, real estate and home building is terrible and has been terrible and is still not showing signs of coming out of that.
Right.
But so it varies. You have to look at your own business. But overall, the past 30 days was down on backlogs, and that tells you about the near term for those who do have backlogs.
Sam, we got a couple of other issues going on right now in the economy. We got the tight credit, which you've talked about. We have the oil prices, which we've talked about. Hopefully, they'll keep coming down. But there's another issue at stake right now in the mix right now, and that's the political arena.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't know what's going to be going on. I mean, we've got a couple of Even John McCain is a little bit of an unknown quantity on some issues. I think that people are a little jumpy about the election. What do you think?
Well, they are, but in this instance, neither one of the candidates would be called highly experienced in economic matters,
and so they each
need to have a vice president running mate that has some knowledge about this. More knowledge than maybe and to bolster that area up. But it is an unknown, and any time there's an unknown, then there's a little discount about the future. So
do you think that the vice president this year will be more important to the tickets than they have been in the past?
I believe that because of McCain's age and because of Obama's inexperience.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Great. Happy to be with you.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, that report is available at Tatum.com and also my website, too, every month. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.